You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 418.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes. Hello, Cornflake.
Well, hey there, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Happy anniversary.
Happy Flopiversary.
This is the Flopcast Flopiversary show. This week marks 8 years of this stupid show. What are we doing? Even as society has collapsed around us, somehow.
And that's what I like about us.
Here we are. So a little bit of a Flopcast anniversary talk today, and not much more than that. We're going to try to keep it short and get on with the very important business of just staring out the window all day. That's the plan. So let's get going. Cornflake, what do you have for National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
This week it was a tough choice. Finally decided that we should be celebrating a 75th birthday. You know, we recently had May the 4th be with you, and wouldn't you know it, this month, it's George Lucas's birthday, and he's turning 75 on May 14th.
All right, sure. Did you do anything Star Wars related for May the 4th this year?
I have a friend, my friend Howard, and each year, we compete to see who can say May the 4th be with you first to the other. And Howard beat me again this year.
What, do you like call you at midnight? Like outside your house with a megaphone?
Wow. Has it been 10 years? I think it's been 10 years we've been at this. And we don't communicate all the rest of the year. It's just May the 4th be with you.
This is a friendship based on nothing. May the 4th.
May the 4th.
Okay.
What about you?
The mayor and I watched something I don't think I've seen before, but there was a Donnie and Marie Star Wars sketch from back in the, must have been the late 70s, I assume, you know, back when the Donnie and Marie show was on their goofy old variety show. They did this bizarre Star Wars musical sketch. So Donnie was Luke, Marie was Leia, of course, but Chris Christopherson shows up as Han Solo, which is weird.
I'll say.
He must have just been a guest on the show that week. So he did not look terribly comfortable in the role, but he did it. C-3PO and R2-D2 are there, and they appear to be real C-3PO and R2-D2. I don't think the Croft people designed these robots. They looked like the real droids. Obi-Wan Kenobi, played by Red Fox, which was a very different interpretation of the role than the Alec Guinness version. There was a Darth Vader in it, but the weird thing is they had the Darth Vader breathing sound effect going while Darth Vader was talking.
Oh!
Yeah, Vader is breathing and speaking separately, simultaneously. Why not? Most importantly, I believe in the Peter Cushing Grand Moff Tarkin role was Paul Lynde.
Ah.
Also, a radically different take on that role. And Chewbacca was there. The whole thing's absolutely crazy. Lots of singing and dancing stormtroopers.
Which is my favorite thing, singing and dancing stormtroopers.
Both traditionally outfitted stormtroopers, plus sort of modified lady stormtrooper costumes.
Stormtroopettes.
Yeah, the stormtroopettes were there. It's pretty spectacular. I recommend it. It's online. Look up the Donnie and Marie Star Wars sketch. What better way to celebrate the 75th birthday of George Lucas? So if you missed it for May the 4th, catch it in honor of George on his birthday.
Happy birthday, George Lucas.
I'm still not done with The Mandalorian yet either. I think we still have a few episodes of Mandalorian left. We've been going through it very slowly, but it's pretty good.
I'm finally about to get started on that.
Yeah?
Yep. I got a little sidetracked by Letterkenny.
Oh. I hear a lot of good things about that one. I have not seen a second of that yet.
I am loving it, but I'm about ready to put it aside just for a little bit to finally watch Mandalorian.
Mandalorian is dark, and I mean that literally. I can hardly see what's happening on the screen.
You're talking about the cinematography.
Yeah. So keep that in mind.
Get it.
But it's good. All right. Happy birthday, George.
And many more.
I wish he'd come around and appreciate the Star Wars holiday special the way we do.
I just don't see that happening.
Yeah. As far as I know, he's still highly ashamed of the whole thing. Anyway, it's the Flopcast anniversary. We've been doing this for 8 years. And one thing we like to do on these anniversary shows is take a quick look at some of our Flopcast stats. I only prepared a couple of them today just to be super quick, because who cares? But I pulled up the top 10 countries for downloads of the Flopcast, because that's always fun to look at. And I pulled it up specifically for the past year.
Okay.
So like from last May through this May. Here's the top 10 for Flopcast downloads. I'm gonna go most to least, because starting things off, as always, I believe, every year, number one, by far, is right here in the stupid old U.S.
Oh, you know? The old USOA.
Even as it crumbles into total disarray and chaos, Americans are still tuning into the Flopcast.
I dare say that this is when the U.S. needs us the most, though.
They need us more than ever. The most trusted source in journalism, of course, in these trying times, is you and me here on the Flopcast talking about Donnie and Marie sketches from 41 years ago. That's what people need. So the U.S. by far, number one. Number two is Australia.
I love that.
I assume that's the guys from Air Supply.
It must be.
I wonder where Air Supply is riding out the pandemic lockdown. You know, they're just always on tour, so they could have been anywhere when this all went down.
It's true. Is it like musical chairs where you have to stop right where you are?
Does anybody know where Air Supply is?
We wonder where Air Supply landed.
Somewhere they're screaming out, "Here I am." Number three is Germany.
Huh.
How about that? People in Germany discovering the Flopcast over the past year, because they leaped right ahead of number four is the United Kingdom, which makes sense because, you know, they practically speak the same language that we do over there. Number five is Sweden.
Very nice.
Finland has dropped out of the top countries. For a while, Finland was dominating as far as Scandinavian downloads. But now, Sweden.
Oh, Finland, we miss you.
Number six, this is a weird one. I do not remember this country being in the top 10 before, but number six is Taiwan.
I don't recall that ever being a thing either.
As far as Asian countries go, most popular over the past year in Taiwan, oddly enough. So hello, people of Taiwan.
Hello.
They must be obsessed with chickens there, like we are. Number seven, Canada.
We used to have a pretty strong Canadian listenership.
Canada slipping down the charts.
Yeah, I wonder what that's about.
That's fine. We love Canada. Number eight is Spain.
Hi, Spain.
Hello to everybody in Spain. I've never been there. I hear it's beautiful.
Same.
Number nine is Ireland.
Very nice.
And rounding out the top 10, Cornflake, is this is also new to the top 10, I believe, and I have no explanation for this, but number 10, Panama.
Well, hello, Panama.
How about that? I've never been to Panama.
I haven't either, but I've got a postcard from Panama.
Yeah.
Yes, my grandparents went to Panama and they sent me a postcard.
So they may have planted the seed in Panama, stirred up some interest in you.
Quite possibly.
And now they track you down here on the Flopcast.
I have no other explanation.
Maybe it's because we've talked about Van Halen quite a bit.
That could also be it.
That's got to be it. That explains it. Well, Cornflake, yeah, kind of a weird list this year, but over the past year, those are your top 10 countries for Flopcast downloads. And we also like to look at here in the United States, what are the top 10 states. So I have that too. And again, let's work...
From 10 to 1?
Let's go 1 to 10.
Okay.
I think over the last couple of years, it's been California.
Yeah.
Out in front. But if, again, I'm just looking at this past year's worth of downloads, and number one, it's right here in Massachusetts.
Well, finally.
And that's just you and me, right? We just...
repeatedly download the show.
We set up our own little click farm locally.
Yeah. How many downloads... can you trace to the resolution how many of those downloads are from Chickentown?
They're all specifically from one studio in Chickentown is where all the downloads come from. And that resulted in Massachusetts being number one. California is number two, a close second. I know we have many, many friends and listeners out west. Number three is Georgia.
Georgia, land of DragonCon.
Of course, DragonCon and the ESO network all based out of Georgia, so that makes sense. This one sort of surprised me. Number four, Virginia.
Yeah, I guess that surprises me.
I've been there. I've been to Virginia.
I lived there briefly.
What?
You didn't know this about me?
You've probably told me this every time the state of Virginia has come up in conversation, and I just forget every time.
Yeah.
How long did you live in Virginia?
I lived there for a short time. I want to say in the year 2000. I lived there for a summer.
Interesting. I was there once. I was there at least once. I bungee jumped in Virginia.
You did?
Yeah. I get crazy when I'm in Virginia. They don't even let me in there anymore. Number five is New York.
It's a good place.
Number six is Minnesota.
The land of MarsCon and Convergence.
Yeah, we certainly have many convention friends in Minnesota. You were just there for MarsCon. Number seven is New Jersey.
Well, cool.
Yeah. Who do we know in New Jersey? John Bon Jovi?
Isn't that the land of Devo Spice?
Devo Spice is in New Jersey, yes. Devo's from Ohio. Devo Spice is from New Jersey. That's how that works.
Yes.
Number eight is Pennsylvania.
Hello, Pennsylvania.
I was in Pennsylvania fairly recently. I was there last year for a George Harab concert and Skeptic's Guide to the Universe performance. That was good. Number nine, getting a little more local now. Nine is Rhode Island.
That makes sense.
They're practically right down the road from here.
I actually recorded some of my album there.
That's where we made the Cornflake album, was right down there in the ocean state of Rhode Island. That's, I remember, I was on my way to Rhode Island to record my backup vocals for your record when I got the call, don't bother, the studio's ruined.
Don't come, right?
It's a disaster, turn around, go home, which I did.
Which, coincidentally, is also a review for my album.
That's also what it says on the license plates down there, I think.
It's a disaster. Go home.
It's a disaster. Turn around. Go home. Rhode Island. No, we love Rhode Island. We speak of Woonsocket, Rhode Island all the time here, of course, because that's where I spent my youth in Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
You can't get hot Woonsocket talk anywhere else but the Flopcast.
We talk about Woonsocket more than any other podcast, I think. One can safely say. I don't think we're getting many downloads from Woonsocket, though, because I don't think Woonsocket knows about the internet yet. We're trying to keep that a secret from the people of Woonsocket.
Don't tell them.
Number 10, to round out this list of top 10 states for Flopcast downloads, is Illinois.
I was going to joke and say that it was North Dakota, but I knew it wasn't.
North Dakota was the final state that had zero downloads, right? And then you actually dispatched somebody, like you sent a trucker friend of yours.
Yes.
Like, go to North Dakota and download the Flopcast.
And they went and downloaded the show and sat in North Dakota and listened to it before coming back.
So it counts. It's official. Now, that said, that was a few years ago that you pulled that little wacky download stunt of yours. But just over the past year, we do have more downloads from the Dakotas. There were two states that ignored us completely over the past year, according to my stats here. Those states are adjacent to North Dakota. We were completely ignored by Montana and Idaho.
Oh, my. Well, I'll try not to take it too personally.
Even though we were just celebrating National Potato Day.
Idaho is not listening.
They're ignoring us in Idaho. We do have downloads from Idaho and Montana from previous years, but over the past year, nobody's listening in Montana and Idaho.
Aww.
Maybe someday. So there's some ridiculous, stupid, and largely meaningless Flapcast stats for you, Cornflake, to celebrate our big 8 years of podcasting. How have we been doing this for 8 years?
Well, I know at least in my case, nobody's asked me to do anything else.
That's a good point. It's not like it's keeping us from doing anything worthwhile. Thanks for the reminder. Here's something, though. A year ago, we hit Flopcast episode 365.
I recall.
And we noted that that meant that it was possible to spend an entire year listening to a show a day. And then we wondered, is anybody out there crazy enough to do that? And we immediately received an email. which said, yes, yes, that'd be me. So our friend Bob, Flopcast superfan Bob, stepped up to the challenge and said, sure, I'll do it. I will listen to an episode of the Flopcast every day for a year. And that was a year ago that this little project started. I received a follow-up email from Bob just a couple of days ago when he hit episode 365. He did it. Cornflake Bob listened to a Flopcast every day for a year.
Wow.
And he's not done. Because since that time, that was a year ago,
right,
there's 52 more episodes, you know?
So he's doing this for 52 more days.
He's going to keep going. He worked out all the math. Bob says, if we both keep on schedule, the plan is to finish up by listening to episode 425 on Saturday, July 4th, just in time for 426 the next day.
Wow.
So big holiday weekend coming up for Bob. How about that?
I admire that kind of dedication. So how has this like changed his life?
I assume he's been institutionalized.
Oh, no.
That's spectacular. Thanks so much, Bob, for that remarkable project of yours. And the project will continue through the big 4th of July weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob. That's fantastic. Meanwhile, speaking of every episode of the Flopcast, I was looking through my giant list of every single stupid show we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we have a title for each episode. And, you know, sometimes the titles make perfect sense. Sometimes you can tell what the show is about by the title.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you really can't. And sometimes after 8 years of doing this, I really can't. Because sometimes we'll make the title just something silly that was said during the show.
Right. We can get ultra random.
Going through this list, Cornflake, there are a lot of episodes where I look at the title. I have no idea what we're talking about. I have no idea where this title came from, which is fine. But I thought I'd share some of these titles with you.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a wild ride. I can just tell.
And see if these titles mean anything to you. So again, I'm skipping almost all of them. I'm not going to read you a list of 400 titles.
Thank you.
Just a handful of the goofier ones. For example, there's an episode called Bedazzle Vacuum. I have no idea what that means.
What?
That's what I'm talking about, Cornflake. There's an episode called Bedazzle Vacuum. I'm not looking at the episode numbers. I have no idea how old these episodes are. I'm looking at an alphabetical list right now without any dates or episode numbers. So yeah, Bedazzle Vacuum. Did we invent something and try to make a infomercial for it? Who knows?
I don't know.
How about this one? Bring us the Goose Girl. Oh, I think I just remembered that one.
Oh, what was it?
I know what that one is.
What is it?
We were both there for this. That's when you and I went to a Freeze Pop concert, and it was sponsored by Goose Island Beer.
Oh.
And there was a Goose Girl.
Yes.
There was a girl going through the crowd giving out samples of Goose Island Beer. Okay, so that one makes perfect sense now.
Okay.
It suddenly came back to me. What in the world does that mean? Bring us the Goose Girl. How about this one? Coffee Coffins. Okay. Mm-hmm. Coffee Coffins and Unicorn Sheep. That's one title. Coffee Coffins and Unicorn Sheep. I have no idea what that means.
I wonder if we were talking. Oh, I do. I remember this. Okay.
You got that?
Yes.
Wow.
I remember this. We were talking about Northeast Comic Con.
Look at the memory on you.
So it was Coffin Coffee.
Oh, that was a brand of coffee that you discovered at the convention.
Yeah, I think the coffee is actually called Death Wish Coffee, and I have some. I recently acquired some more.
As we speak, you're sipping from your coffee coffin. Okay.
And the Unicorn Sheep was a book I found, but the author was there, and I bought the book right from her. That's what that was.
Okay, I'm impressed. How about Exploding Vice Principal Day? It sounds like a national whatever day, but I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Was that a movie?
Maybe. I don't remember a movie where a vice principal blew up.
Have you ever had a vice principal explode?
Oh, you know, I think I do remember some context for this one now. Now that you ask. This might be related to when I was in junior high, we did a class field trip to New York City, and there was somebody on the street, on the sidewalk, selling fireworks.
Oh.
So a bunch of the kids in my class were buying fireworks on the streets of New York, and the vice principal insisted that all the kids surrender their fireworks to him. So suddenly the vice principal was just packing a ton of fireworks. So that's probably how we ended up with the title Exploding Vice Principal Day. I must have been telling that story.
That makes sense. I do recall that story.
How about this one, Cornflake? Flamingo detector.
Nope.
Not a clue. I did visit the town of Fitchburg, I believe, is where the inventor of the plastic lawn flamingo lives.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a million flamingos in his front yard. He died a few years ago.
Right.
So maybe we were using a flamingo detector to try to find that guy's front lawn.
Mm.
How about this one? French hunk.
Oh, boy. This sounds like something I would have said.
That's got to be you. I would not have come up with that. That one's on you.
Oh, who is the French hunk?
Yeah, no idea. How about futuristic space doogie? Did we send Neil Patrick Harris into space?
I think we celebrated Neil Patrick Harris for a National Whatever Day at some point.
By launching him into orbit?
Yeah, it must have been a heck of a send-off. That has to be it.
That must be what happened. How about this one? Hiding from the hippos.
We've talked about hippos so many times, Kevin. I don't know.
How about Hillbilly Burrito?
I definitely don't remember that. What was I on, Kevin? I don't remember that at all.
What would go in a Hillbilly Burrito? I kind of want one now, whatever it is.
It could be good.
There's three or four episodes that have voles in them, you know, because I'm a fan of the vole, that creepy little rodent. There's one episode called Irish Voles.
Hmm.
I have no idea. Nope. How about this one? Jolly Green Unmentionables.
I do remember that.
You know this one?
I do.
What's going on? Give me some context.
We had a top 4.5 green list.
Oh.
Either that or it was a top 4.5 giant list. I believe we've had both okay. over the course of the years.
Yeah.
And I know I picked the Jolly Green Giant.
Okay.
And this has to do with the actual statue of the Jolly Green Giant and how it is or is not covered.
All right, yeah, there is an actual statue you can visit somewhere. And one would hope that the statue of the Jolly Green Giant, because that's all he wears, right, is his Jolly Green Unmentionables. Okay.
I think he's covered on one side, but not the other, Kevin.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Now you wish you hadn't brought it up.
Here's one. On a related note, we did a show called No Pants for Kool-Aid Man. I mean, obviously Kool-Aid Man does not wear pants, but I don't know why we were making such a big deal out of it.
Why did we care?
Yeah. What does Kool-Aid Man have to hide? Jolly Green Giant, you got to cover up. Kool-Aid Man can run free.
Right.
Crash right through your wall. It's fine. It's fine.
I agree.
At least two episodes were named after nuns. There's one called Nun Money.
Nun Money.
Yeah. As in nun, N-U-N.
Right.
Nun Money. I have no idea what that means. And the other one was, there's one called Problematic Candy Nun.
I think that has to do with the nuns from your school.
I had the same thought. That might be from my junior high. There was a nun that would sell candy to the children. We'd have a little break, mid-morning break, and she would pop open a cabinet that was full of weird candy, and she would sell it to the children. And then I assume she'd go hit the dog track that weekend. I don't know. All right, so that one makes sense. There's an episode called One Glittery Ape.
Mm.
One Glittery Ape.
What could that be?
We've certainly discussed apes many, many times. I don't remember a glittery ape, but there you go. How about Psychedelic Levitating Tapeworm? Wasn't that your old prog rock band?
Yes.
Now, do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. I do. It has to do with me and my ribbon twirling.
Oh. So that's just a poetic interpretation of your ribbon being twirled through the air? It looked like a psychedelic levitating tapeworm?
Well, it might have. That was the time where the police came to check on what I was doing when I was just twirling a ribbon in the dark of night.
Okay. And that's what they wrote on the citation that you were issued?
Right.
We did an episode that it's just called Rats.
Hmm.
Huh. How about Rock Bottom Hornsby? I did wear a Bruce Hornsby mask once. Maybe we were discussing my Halloween costume the year that I was Bruce Hornsby. but for some reason we called it Rock Bottom Hornsby.
I have no idea why we would do that.
A bunch of shows have turkeys in the title, of course, including Turkey Holiday Special, Turkeyed Out. There's a bunch of them. One of them caught my eye. There's one just called Science Turkey.
I like that. I can't remember why we said it, but I like it.
I do like the idea of a science turkey. This is one that I'm hoping was a quote from you, but it's called Somebody Has My Bras.
Yes.
I'm so glad you remember this. I don't.
Yes. I think this had to do with a trip to the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
Okay. Well, Flopcast used to be a lot racier, evidently, back in the day. Because
Once upon a time.
Okay. Well, look at you. Just running wild at the Folk Festival. Huh? All right. Have at it. There's an episode called Thank You, Ninjas.
I don't know.
All right. I guess we appreciate ninjas. How about the Kookaburra Chronicles? Maybe that's when we started getting all those downloads from Australia.
That could be. Were we talking about Men at Work?
Who knows? Skinks, you know, another favorite animal of ours, the creepy little lizard, the skink, comes up in several episode titles as well. We did a show called Drink Like a Skink.
Drink Like a Skink. Yep.
There's also one called Tickled Skink.
You got me there. I don't remember the context of that show.
Oh, here's another Australian episode. There's a show called Vegemite Cupcake. That's got to be the most disgusting thing that has ever been baked.
That should not be allowed to be a cupcake.
In history. I had a cupcake earlier today.
I am jealous.
Mayor of Chickentown made cupcakes this week. Yeah. I'm quarantined with a cupcake baker.
Oh, lucky you.
Everybody just got super jealous of me. Here's a weird one. Washing Down the Hammer Pants. Washing Down the Hammer Pants. MC Hammer Pants, I assume?
Yes. That had to be a Pudding Pages, possibly a 90s Pudding Pages.
Perhaps. Here's one that is completely baffling me at the moment. We Need Pudding Godzilla.
You got me. What on earth?
Yeah, there's one called Wink Martindale on a Trampoline.
Vaguely recall that.
We've certainly discussed trampolines.
Yeah.
And we're fans of Wink Martindale, but somehow we got Wink Martindale on a Trampoline for one episode title. And I got one more. Just to round out the list, I highlighted there was an episode called Yay, Dead Things.
Oh. And we never get that glib for our death shows that we have every year, so I have no idea.
No, that was not a memorial episode.
No.
I have no idea what Yay Dead Things refers to. Anyway, Cornflake, we've done 418 of these shows now.
That was really fun to look at.
That is but a tiny sampling of the bizarre episode titles throughout the history of the Flopcast. And poor Bob listened to every one of them over the last year. All right, Cornflake, well, it's been 8 years. What do you think? Should we keep going?
Yes, without a doubt in my mind. What do you think?
I guess. It's only been 8 years. You know, we're just getting started, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
another reminder, because some friends of ours really are just getting started. We mentioned this last week, but let's throw out another plug for our friends Martha and Brittany. Just started their new show, But First, Let's Talk Nerdy. And there's 3 episodes out now, and the 4th one's on the way. The latest episode is about Cowboy Bebop, classic anime. Ever see Cowboy Bebop?
Very little. But as I recall, you were going to try to watch a bunch of it, right?
Yeah, I just watched Cowboy Bebop over the past week or so because I'm the editor of the show of But First, Let's Talk Nerdy. And I've been meaning to watch Cowboy Bebop for literally years, people have been telling me, because I'm not an anime guy. I know nothing about anime. But people have said, even if you don't know anime, watch Cowboy Bebop. It's really cool. You'll like it. But yeah, I watched Cowboy Bebop. It is really cool. Everybody was right. I enjoyed it. But they're talking about Cowboy Bebop this week. And also, Mothra.
Well, we know Mothra.
We know Mothra. It's a giant moth monster. And yeah, we love Mothra and Godzilla and putting Godzilla evidently around here. So that's episode 3 of But First Let's Talk Nerdy. It's Cowboy Bebop and it's Mothra, both from Japan, but both very, very different. So check out our friends Martha and Brittany. They're out there somewhere being very nerdy every week for you. We're being very nerdy right here on the Flopcast for the past 8 years because we have a problem. Cornflake, get us out of here.
All right. Find us at flopcast.net. On Twitter, our handle is @flopcast. Facebook.com/flopcast and IG, as the kids call it, Instagram, the_flopcast.
Yes. Well, Cornflake, thanks for 8 long, excruciating years of the Flopcast. And yeah, we're going to keep doing this. I think the plan is to talk cartoons next week. That'll be good. Meanwhile, we got some Bedazzle vacuums to sell, so we better get out there and get rid of the rest of our stock that we really took a bath on. Meanwhile, everybody be safe, be good. We're thinking of you. See you next week.
Peace and cookies.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
You know how Disney kind of like puts films on an assembly line, but you know that when you're getting something from Pixar, because it takes so long to craft, that there's a lot of care put into it.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Playing worldwide on radio 7 days a week, your favorite podcast app, and right here on the ESO Network.
And Cornflake, wow, this must be our secret anniversary episode after show. Hello.
Well, hi.
You got anything left for the after show, or should I just keep screaming out weird show titles?
I am loving that so much, but I'm curious if you wanted to know what else was going on potentially for National Whatever Day this week that left me so conflicted.
You had several Whatever Day candidates to choose from. What else was in contention?
Only one of them was in true contention, and that was a 70th birthday of one Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah, that would have been a good one.
We've talked a fair bit about Stevie Wonder on this show.
Yes, we have. Yeah, it's not like we've been ignoring Stevie Wonder for the last 8 years. He's come up many times, including quite recently when we did our We Are the World episodes.
Exactly. And then there was another one. It was not a milestone birthday, but it was a hard birthday to ignore because, of course, it made me think of you. It was Facts of Life girl. Kim Fields is having her birthday this week.
Oh, happy birthday, Tootie.
We got to say happy birthday. She's turning 51 on May 12th. But I think along with the after show, we can all say happy birthday to Tootie, right?
We absolutely can say happy birthday to Tootie, to Kim Fields, right now. Yes. She's a personal friend of Mrs. Butterworth.
I want to be friends with Mrs. Butterworth.
Well, forget it.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.